Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here today with Shelley Rupert, and she is the treasurer of Bikers Helping Others. Welcome to the show, Shelley.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I'm glad to have you today. So for listeners out there today who don't know what Bikers Helping Others is, take us from the beginning. How did it start? Where are you based, and what do you do?
So we started this 7 or 8 years ago. We were asked to help out with a bike run to raise money for a little boy. We were asked to help another organization. We agreed, you know, we decided we would give it a shot. You know, we would do whatever we could because this little boy really needed a lot of things. And we just figured we're going to do it. So we did. We helped them raise a ton of money. And this little boy ended up getting a surgery or something like that. He needed a lot of things. He was in a bad way. We actually loved to doing it. We loved helping out. So then we started talking about, why don't we just do this on our own? Let's just put some feelers out there and, you know, see if we can't find some people that maybe fall between the cracks. Whenever there's GoFundMe started or anything like that, we kind of take a step back. We are more for the people that can't get any help.
So most of the time what happens is these are individuals who may not qualify for funding from other charities or things like that. Yeah. Maybe the income level is too much or, you know, whatever.
Right. It is. And sometimes dad loses his job, you know, they might need help paying rent. They might need groceries. They might need help getting a car back on the road so mom can go to work. Unfortunate things happen. And we try to plan for that sort of thing, but a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck and we get it. We've all been there, every one of us. And we've bought furnaces for people, single mom with a couple kids. We've bought 2 furnaces this past winter and we filled up a lady, an elderly lady that her daughter helps us a good bit. She called and she said, is there anything you guys can do? And we helped her fill her oil tank. You know, she was running 3 space heaters in a, I don't know, some sort of a little electric thing and laying under an electric blanket. You know, we can't have that. We just can't have that.
No, absolutely. So there were an original, I think, 6 of you or something like that, right?
Yeah, and there were 6.
And you, I guess, you know, you were bike enthusiasts, right? So tell us about how your love of that came about. Was that from a very young age or how did that happen?
For myself, I've always liked motorcycles. I never really had a chance to start riding till probably about 15 years ago. And I absolutely loved it. It's like a win-win-win, no matter what. Like they say wind therapy. I don't know if you ever heard that, but when you get out there and that wind is just hitting you and blowing you, it's just amazing how it clears your head and your mind. It's like self-care almost.
That's great. That's wonderful. And so when did you get your first bike?
I don't have a bike. Oh, no, I don't. I'm Billy's, my husband. He has, we have that bike, but I don't have my own.
So it was your husband who, did he kind of get you more into it too? And when you go on rides and things like that?
I was into it already when we got together, but it was just a perk because he had a bike. So it was nice that I knew I'd still be able to ride.
And that's wonderful. So your husband, Billy, was really the one that said, hey, why don't we start our own organization? Why don't we do this?
There was a couple of them. It was the men, pretty much.
Do you know all their names so you can give them all a shout out?
Billy Rupert, my husband. He's the president now.
Wonderful.
Dave Sethman, his wife, Janine Sethman, and Jeff Bible.
So you guys got together and said, we're going to do this. We're going to start doing things for people. And
yeah. And we went through all the hoops and we got our 501c3 through the state. We got legal and we got a mark on our patch. So it's ours. We do a lot of things. We're so busy, mainly with kids. We just got done last weekend for Easter. We had this past Saturday, we had 2 Easter egg hunts. And last weekend, we had 1. And every age group for every one of these Easter egg hunts, we give them an egg. And inside the egg is a ticket. We call it the golden ticket. And whoever finds that egg and gets that ticket has to come see us. And then we take them shopping for a new bicycle.
Wow.
So this weekend was full of egg hunts and bicycle shopping.
So I bet the kids loved it, huh?
Oh my goodness. They were ecstatic. They were ecstatic. We bought, I think we bought 13 or 14 bicycles we gave away. Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Just for this Easter. Yeah, this past Christmas, we helped, I want to say probably about 140 some kids we bought Christmas for. We're affiliated with some school districts between our Westmoreland County and Greene County. And those schools kind of help us find kids that, you know, their families may need some help for over the holidays. So we provide Christmas for a lot. We have a lot of giant donors too. Like everything we do, we run off of solely off of donations, like for everything that we do. And we have a lot of really good, great, great supporters that make sure we have what we need.
And where is your organization out of? What part of the county?
We are out of like Belle Vernon, Westmoreland County, but like Belle Vernon, Smithton area, like the Mon Valley. We have members in Fredericktown. We have members in Greensburg. But our office currently is right in Belle Vernon.
So. Wonderful. Well, let me read everybody a little clip from the website here. I'm not sure when this was posted, so I'm sure it's been more than 4 years since you guys have been up and running. I think you said it's more closer to six, right?
It's probably been about 6 years now.
So on the website, it says all those years ago, you partnered with 2 million bikers to DC and Blue Mountain Abate to grant a bucket list wish for a woman waiting for a double lung transplant. Her wish was to ride a motorcycle. So you arranged for a sidecar and about 400 bikers to ride with her. You've donated bicycles to kids whose families can't afford them. Took a sick little boy to visit the fire department where he became an honorary fireman. Never really know what you're going to be asked to help with. So this sounds amazing. So do you remember that bike ride for that woman who was awaiting that double lung transplant?
I remember helping put it together, but we didn't get to go on it. We had to work, but it was amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like it was unbelievable.
Amazing. And we actually went to Gettysburg a year later. She got her double lung transplant the year after that and met with her. And she was putting on her own fundraiser for the National Lung Association. She was raising money to donate for lung cancer and lung transplant people.
Isn't that amazing?
We got to go out to meet her finally the following year. She was amazing and she's still amazing. She's doing great things out there. You know, she gives back every chance she gets. I mean, and most of our people do. Like we have done spaghetti dinners for kids with cancer. We did a chicken and biscuit dinner to raise money for a guy with brain cancer that his wife was busy taking care of him. Like she lost her job. It was like, they needed some help. We've done a lot of different things. Like I said, Christmas. We do Thanksgiving dinners. Families that, you know, don't have the money, or we just go get them a big grocery order and make sure they have their turkey and all the sides.
Isn't that nice? So yeah. Another one was about this little boy who wanted to visit a fire station, and then he was made an honorary fireman. Do you remember what part of the community that was in?
I believe that little boy was from like Scottsdale, Mount Pleasant area.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
That was the boy. He was the original one. Like he's the one we helped to do the bike run and stuff for.
Well, that would certainly be motivating for sure. And then, of course, you know, watching him become an honorary fireman. I'm sure that was just such a dream come true for him for sure.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, this is really, really exciting work that you do. So let's talk a little bit more about the holiday season and what happens around the holidays, because that's a time when there's a lot of financial needs. So you mentioned four or five things that you do around the holidays. Can we start with, you said that you have connections to local school districts. So I would imagine Belle Vernon and that area down there.
There's a few from Greene County and there's a few from here in Westmoreland County. I can honestly say we get with the guidance counselors and they give us family number one. There's a boy that's 12. This is what he likes. This is what his sizes are. There's a girl that's 8, or you know what I mean? That's how we don't have names. We don't even know first names usually. It's child number one, child number two, child number three. And then we have that list basically. And then we go shop. we spend a lot of time shopping that month before Christmas. Cause it takes us a month. Like, we're still shopping the week before, a few days before Christmas, we were still shopping this year.
How nice. And so how are those distributed then? You buy them and then how do they get to the...
Well, we take them, we deliver them to the schools. We put every child, like we take great big black contractor garbage bags and we have these big name tags. And as we go through the checkout, everything for that one child, like that buggy full or whatever, because we spend a good bit, like these kids, they get a lot of stuff. They really do. Like we try to hook them up. So as we're going through the checkout, it's real funny because we'll have like 8 or 10 or 12 buggies, keeping buggies just lined up. And the people here at Bell Vernon Walmart, they know us. They know us probably. They probably know us by name by now, because we just, and they'll open a separate register a lot of times when, if we tell them that we're there to do big shopping, they'll have somebody open like a closed register just for us. Because literally it takes us hours to get through the checkout. Like, but every child, all their stuff goes in one big garbage bag. And we even buy the wrapping paper, we buy the bows, we buy the scotch tape, we buy the stocking stuffers. Like, the parents don't have to do anything but wrap. We do not wrap. We do everything else. They can wrap. That's how we look at it. But we buy everything. Everything for that kid goes into the giant garbage bag. We tie it shut. We put their name tag on it. And that's it. And when we start loading all them giant bags into everybody's cars, and then we go deliver to schools or houses or wherever it is we need to go that day. But it takes a long time.
Yes, it does. Shelly Rupert is the treasurer of Bikers Helping Others out of Bell Vernon, Westmoreland County. She's been telling us about all the wonderful things they do at Bikers Helping Others. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about fundraising and how they get the money to do all these wonderful things. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here today with Shelly Rupert. She's the treasurer of Bikers Helping Others out of Bell Vernon, Westmoreland County. She spent the last 15 minutes telling us all the wonderful things that Bikers Helping Others does for the community. We were just talking about Christmas and all the things that they buy for children. So Shelly, the obvious question is how do you raise all this money to be able to do this?
We have a bike run that we put on every year, usually about the middle of August, second week of August. We do our bike run every year, and we have been very fortunate to raise a good deal of money. Like, we raise a good deal. That's about half of our Christmas, like what we get from the bike run. Like, a few times a year, we might sell a meat ticket, or we have a basket of cheer, like a Christmas ticket that we'll put off usually around Thanksgiving with gift cards for different big stores. And that gets us a little bit of money, but we have a lot of people that give to us to make sure we have everything that we need. And we actually, I think it was not this past, the year before, there was a gentleman, he donated us quite an amount to make sure, but he said he would like for some of that to be brought to Greene County too, because there were a lot of people down there that really needed help. So we expanded, and we thought we were done shopping. We did it. We got everybody, and we were running pretty low on money, because at that point we really, that's our main thing. That's what we do. Christmas, you know, that's like our big thing for the kids. And there was another woman, friend of mine, that she does a lot for kids in Denora and the surrounding little area there. And she does angel trees, 2 angel trees every year, 2 weeks before Christmas. There was still like 80 some kids left on these angel trees.
Wow.
So we started helping her share the post and get it out there and put the word out. And she got down by the end of that week, I think she was down to probably, I want to say there was like 38 or 42 left. This gentleman that had already given us quite an amount called one of our members and said, are you watching this post? And he said, yeah. And he said, if I give you the money, will you shop for them kids?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. So wow. I get choked up. I get real choked up talking about this.
No wonder. I mean, Absolutely.
It was amazing. And that man, we were like, are you crazy? Because, you know, we thought we were done. Like, we could breathe and, like, you know, we could do our own Christmas shopping finally, because, you know, we don't get to do that till Christmas Eve sometimes. Like, it's just crazy because we're so busy doing for everybody else. So he said, if I give it to you, will you go? And we said, absolutely. So we did. We shopped for another, I don't know, 30 some or 42 kids. I can't even remember the amount, but, and it was enough. Like, he made sure, as much as we wanted to help her, we only had so much money.
Sure.
This guy, he's the angel. Everybody says we are the angels, but that man, he helped make it possible. He really did.
That's amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, he takes care of us. But like I said, if we run solely off of donations, like, people, they will donate gifts, they donate bicycles, they donate money. Like, for our bike run, people help donate food. They donate desserts and drinks and cases of pop. And I mean, we do have a great support system. And like, even every $5 helps, you know. We're not asking for hundreds or thousands. Like, we don't, if you only have $2 to donate, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You know that your $2 is going to help somebody.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's just amazing to hear those stories. Now, let's talk for a minute about the fishing derby that's coming up on May 21st. So why don't you take us through, what is it? Where is it? Give us all the details about that.
This is our second annual. We call it, it's in memory of Dave Sethman's dad, one of our members. It's our second annual fishing derby. We have it down in West Newton at, I believe it's called Go Ring Park. It's right behind the Giant Eagle in West Newton. We have four different trophies, like biggest fish, first fish, smallest fish. We have trophies for the kids. We have door prizes. And it's a free event. Bring your kid and come fishing for the afternoon. Like, that's what it is. We will buy hot dogs and hamburgers. We cook on the grill down there. We supply lunch. We have drinks. We supply the bait. The kids that come, though, they have to use their own fishing pole. They have to bring their own poles because we don't have those, but we supply everything but the pole. And last year, we had such a great turnout for it being our first one. We had a really, really good turnout last year. So I think this year it's going to at least double, because this is how it happens for us. We plan something and we think it's just going to be a little thing, and next thing you know, 300 people are there.
Yeah, there you go. It sounds great.
The more the merrier. I'm just saying, like, everybody's welcome. Bring your kids. I can't quite remember the age cutoff. I want to say 14 or 15.
It sounds amazing. It sounds like your organization is used to getting bombarded with lots of people. So let's go to the bike run now that's coming up on August 20th. Same thing, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Tell us all about the bike run.
This year's bike run, we've had past bike runs that we've done for brain cancer.
Well, it's coming up on, August 20th. Can you tell us where it is?
It will be held at Washington Township Fire Department. They have a great big bingo hall that they let us use. We have our bike run out of there every year. We usually have a big Chinese auction. The bike run ticket includes your dinner. Like, we have food brought in along with whatever people donate. But that's one of our big fundraisers. Like, we have a Chinese auction. We always do 50-50 tickets. We have usually some vendors. There's usually vendors there. Our first one and first and second ones, we had a lot of vendors. And then we brought the wall in, the big Vietnam traveling wall, the memorial wall. We brought it in two different times. And it sort of changed our vendor status a little bit, because it has to be more of a quiet, reserved sort of space when that wall's there. But we try to have some vendors there. I'm not sure what we even have lined up yet for this year. It's still early. But it'll be out of Washington Township Fire Hall. Definitely bring everybody you know, anybody with a bike, anybody without a bike. You can still come. You can still buy tickets for the Chinese auction, buy 50-50s. You do not have to own a motorcycle to be okay to come to our bike run. And definitely we'll be putting more posts out on Facebook and all over, you know, internet, and we're getting flyers printed up. Currently we've been handing those out, getting ready to rock and roll for this year. We need as many people as we can get, try to raise some money so we can put it all together for Christmas.
How can people find out information about your organization?
We have a Facebook page and we have a website. The website is bikershelpingothers.org, but we have our Facebook page too, Bikers Helping Others. That's probably the main one. It gets updated. People can share other bike runs. Like, a lot of people share posts, other bike runs, because we're friends with a lot of other organizations that they do their bike runs every year too to raise money. And we always share their posts. They share ours. It's not quite a private group, but you have to be approved. So if you get on there, you can't see anything yet, ask to join, and then someone will approve you, and then you'll be able to see everything that we do and what all we post. Right now, currently, I think we have a picture of meat tickets on there. We're selling a meat ticket, and the fishing derby's on there.
Awesome. Well, you've done a wonderful job. Shelley Rupert is the treasurer of Bikers Helping Others. She was telling us about the fishing derby that's coming up on May 21st, the bike run that's coming up on August 20th. All that information is on their website, bikershelpingothers.org, or on their Facebook page. So check out Bikers Helping Others. So Shelley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was nice.
It was very, very nice.
Getting our little word out.
Very nice talking with you, and we're glad to get the word out for you. If you have an idea for a guest on the show, an organization, charitable event that's coming up that you would like us to help publicize, please make sure you get a hold of WHJB. We'll be glad to have you. For now, I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.